When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
He's heating up!
That's the country song, right? Remember when...
Thank you.
Jacob Bigelow.
Yeah. Whenever my open is concocted, throw that in there.
He's on fire!
Jacob Bigelow, Huskers Illustrated, on the Connor Happer Show, on 1620, The Zone.
Boom shakalaka!
All right, we're joined now on the 42 Degrees of Source Hotline by our good friend Jacob Bigelow, Huskers Illustrated, the Stretch Big Pod, which released an episode recently.
Whoa!
With the Jacob Squared, Bigelow, and Padilla. Hi, Jacob, what's up?
Hello. Not much. It's a gorgeous day out. But yeah, I had to have a little reunion, the Jacobs, who share a name, share a birthday, and have both been affectionately labeled as sickos. We had to get back together for a little pod to talk Portal, but it was fun, and you can check that out on your podcast platform of your choice.
Very good. Very, very good. By the way, so yeah, right before you came on here, the announcement came down from the Big Ten about who the women's teams are going to be playing. So get ready on the home courts. So here's where USC goes in conference for their women's team. Indiana, Purdue, Iowa, Wisconsin, Maryland, Rutgers, Washington, Oregon. Get ready to blow those things out, sell out those buildings next year, because it's going to be the traveling Juju Watkins and Company roadshow next year.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm definitely bummed that they won't be coming to PBA, but yeah, there will be some big time atmospheres following that group around the trio of Juju. Kiki Arifan and Talia, the point guard. I don't want to try to pronounce her last name.
Von Olhoffen?
I think so. That's what I probably would have gone.
You know what? I'm here to try. If I get it wrong, then I get it wrong. I'm here to try.
Yeah, but that trio, USC is probably going to be preseason top five for sure. Definitely a national title contender, and going to be quite the first year for them in the Big Ten. But and then Iowa. I was the lone double play for the old Huskers, which I'm sure the fans will be happy about that.
Does that mean it's a rivalry?
I would say so. And obviously, without Caitlin Clark around, people will think that it'll lose the juice. I think there may be more. And then, Iowa, they got, I forget the Villanova transfer.
Lucy Olson.
Leading scorer. Lucy Olson, yep, who was one of the leading scorers in the country to transfer in. So I think they'll still be solid. So that'll definitely still have some juice come next basketball.
It looks like, by the way, everybody got one double play. So you just have to decide, the conference just basically had to decide who is the rival. Great news. Penn State and Rutgers are rivals with each other. So that'll be exciting.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, women only play 18. Conference games, unlike the men who play 20.
That is right. So that's why that changeup was a little bit different. Okay, Jacob. We don't get to make fun of you about your weirdo softball team last night, but there was no shenanigans going on with the game getting rained out. Right, it was just straight like you're not going to accuse the other team of running from the machine that is the Jack Mitchell softball team, right?
I am not going to make any accusations. We were slated to play the only church team in the league, so don't want to commit any blasphemy or insinuate that they were praying really hard that they didn't have to play us or anything like that. But that was our scheduled opponent last night, so I think maybe a week off will do us some good, get our mentals right, and take us into our game next week.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, as a basketball sicko, you delve into the NBA from time to time as well. How have you felt about this, the recent and now really, really mainstream Anthony Edwards explosion, where it we go out above and beyond and way too overboard with some of these things, but it really does feel like he is next, as people always say. Like, how have you felt about this Anthony Edwards train over the last couple of weeks here?
You know, as the kids say, he's him.
He's him.
Definitely showing that these last couple of weeks. I think Anthony Edwards has the perfect balance, you know, of game on the court and personality off of it. I mean, this is a guy who has shown up to press conferences his rookie season in the league with bags of McDonald's. Talked about how, like, basketball wasn't his main sport, how he's been A1 since day one in any sport he ever played. All sorts of personality from him, including the now infamous clip of, yeah, they got KD, but we got Jaden McDaniels. all sorts of quotes and personality from Ant. And, you know, obviously, you know, I mean, and, you know, he, you know, the MJ comp is obviously maybe a little far-fetched, but, I mean, that fadeaway he hit last night,
yeah,
hitting the shrug, I'm like, that looks awfully, those two instances look awfully familiar, so much for wanting those comps to stop. But, I mean, he's still just 22 years old, and they're on some kind of heater right now, man. Some kind of heater, not just him, but the whole team. They're all thriving in their roles, and, you know, for them to do that last night defensively, even without Gobert, wildly impressive.
Yeah, well, that's what I wanted to bring up. Like, I wanted to ask you about the wild MJ Cup. I talked about it yesterday on my show. Like, every single fiber of my being wants to be like, nah, I mean, come on. Why do we always do this? This is stupid. Like, nobody's Michael Jordan. But then I watch him, and I'm like, yeah, like, I actually see the pieces of it. Not that he's going to be as good as Michael Jordan was or win as many championships or whatever, but he has a lot of the stuff. So, like, that's what makes this conversation different, and I think much more real than any other comp has been before.
But sans
Kobe, I guess I should say.
Yeah, obviously, because, I mean, that was the thing with Kobe. Like, Kobe had the moves and Kobe had the rings, and right now, you know, Ant is 22. He doesn't have the rings yet, but, I mean, that fadeaway that he hit over two people, I mean, that looked, I mean, it looked like a Jordan clip. It did. And I saw, you know, a recent argument between former Celtic teammates Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce on some podcast where Kevin Garnett was like, Anthony Edwards, that's 84 Jordan right now. That's young MJ.
Yeah.
He ain't prime MJ.
Right.
But he's showing the, you know, the moves, the swag, the, you know, for him to, in that first round series, to, you know, wax poetic about how Kevin Durant's his favorite player and then be hitting shots over him and just talking mad trash to him running down the court, telling him, you can't guard me, old ass, you know, all sorts of, you know, just getting up in his face. And, you know, just there's more that goes into it than just the moves,
yes,
you know, on the court. And he's got the swag, he's got the, you know, FU mentality, and, you know, he's showing all sorts of it on and off the court.
Yeah, he's definitely not afraid of anything. That's the first box that you'll have to check in if you want to continue on with those comparisons. And so, yeah, he checks that one, that's for sure. No, it's been fascinating, and the basketball sicko in me actually appreciates it, even though I'm a Nuggets fan, and I don't know, it's I definitely love basketball more than I love the Nuggets. So this has just been a joy to watch. The postseason in general, I mean, even, like, we think that basketball sickos only apply to college basketball, and there's definitely more gold in that gold mine, but it definitely applies to the NBA as well. Like, these playoffs have been awesome so far, I think.
Absolutely. It's been really fun, and you know, people like to forget we're also going into, you know, an Olympic summer too. There'll be, you know, Olympic basketball, you know, not too far away, and with the rise and star power of you know, worldwide guys, your Jokic's, your Giannis's, your Luka's. I mean, the Olympic basketball is going to be a ton of fun too, you know, at the end of the summer, and it's yeah, not a bad little run for the hoops sickos right now.
Hey, earlier when we were discussing the worst sports losses that you feel like you've endured in your life, I immediately was lit up from texts from you. I will let you go ahead and take us through the waning moments of a specific Nebraska basketball game that was just unbearable.
The the Michigan game at Madison Square Garden. Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah.
That was, yeah. So I, you know, in my days as a, you know, a student manager between both the high school level and the college level, some not great losses, but I think walking off the court at Madison Square Garden after, you know, losing by 20 to Michigan, to Michigan fans, and I think just random New Yorkers in the arena chanting NIT, NIT at us as the clock ran down and on a 20-point loss when the walk-ons were on the court. Pretty deflating, definitely near the top of, you know, the losses that I was a part of in my day.
Yeah, so that would have been
17-18 season.
That was the year. That was the year they won, you know, 20 whatever games, right?
Yes. And come to find out that they needed to not just win that Michigan game, but probably make the Big Ten tournament final to even come close to making the NCAA tournament, as they got a 5 seed in the NIT and got to go to Stark Vegas.
And then Michigan went on to play in the national championship game that year to make it even worse.
Yes, indeed. So it was a whole, yeah, it was not a fun couple weeks there at the end of that season.
Is that so that was really the first one that came to your mind of, like, because what I tried to tap into was, like, what is the most, just like, I have to sit down and just wallow in this for a while until I can really think about or do anything else.
Uh-huh.
That was the first one that came to your mind?
That one and that Kansas game that season.
Oh, yeah.
Were probably the first two that came to mind. Sitting behind the bench, hearing, you know, our coaching staff know that C in the corner, and C is wide open, just catches it. And then we get two looks at the buzzer, and neither of them went in. So, yeah, those two were the two that came to mind right away.
Yeah, there's a lot of... Unfortunately, I did, during that segment, I did hear from a lot of Nebraska ball fans in particular. But there's even been some good ones over the last decade or so, where they've been mildly competitive for the majority of it up until, I guess, Fred's first 3 years. Like they were pretty good for most of it. But I guess that probably just enhances the chances that you have more devastating losses in between. It always hurts more when you actually think you trick yourself into believing that your team has, like, a chance to really do something, and then just gets the rug completely pulled out from underneath them.
Yeah, definitely. And I, you know, definitely have had varying views of certain Nebraska basketball games, whether from up close or to up with the media these last couple of years. So I've seen it from just about every angle.
I was going to say, where does Texas A&M, like, if you tap into Nebraska ball fan, like, is the prevailing thought, okay, I'm more happy. I was happy just to make the tournament. And now that we have some distance from it, it was nice to have the run. It was nice to have the season. Or do you still think back at that game and think, man, that was, they were, you know, it's just a missed opportunity that day. Like, what's the takeaway from it now that we're, you know, a month plus after it?
My takeaway is you always want a seat on the ride and to get back to the tournament, and, you know, and for the first time in a decade, and get the I don't want to say euphoric, but I mean the enjoyment the last couple weeks of the season, to get to the Big Ten semifinal, and then, you know, obviously the second half of that Illinois game and the game against Texas A&M felt eerily similar. But, you know, your season's going to end at some point. Only one team gets to, you know, cut down nets, and, you know, obviously some people will disagree with me, you know, because of, you know, the whole the elephant of never winning a game in the NCAA tournament. But I mean, just to get back there, you know, I think that's kind of where I fell at, you know, from my perspective of just like, all right, they've shown that they can get back here. Now, how can they build upon it? And, you know, the ride and everything that went into it was really enjoyable.
I'm generally with you, and I'll take whatever pain that comes at the end of it. Sadly, that's just the existence that us sports fans have to live in. They have to decide, like, are the very, very small pieces of good that happen on this theoretical ride worth the absolute gut punch that is inevitably going to happen at the end of it? That is, of course, like, so you have to confront yourself with that question. That is, of course, unless you're a Chiefs fan, which you are in this specific scenario, which makes it even more like just mentally confusing, because the rules that apply to all of the other sports teams that exist on planet Earth do not apply to the Kansas City Chiefs right now, which is shocking.
Yeah, it is quite the conundrum. Talking about talking football with my dad. I'm a third generation Chiefs fan, like my dad and like his parents before him. And we're still kind of, I talked about this toward the end of the playoffs. We're still kind of just on cloud nine. Like, is this real? Is this real life? I haven't. I refuse to descend into irrational Chiefs fandom territory. That's kind of
good for you.
I'm going to pride myself on, and just going to once again enjoy the ride as long as 15's playing quarterback in Kansas City.
Good for you. We appreciate you for that. Jacob, thanks as always for the time. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, Hap. Have a good rest of the week, man.
Jacob Bigelow of Huskers Illustrated, the Stretch Big Pod. You can check that out wherever you get your podcast. Isn't that funny, man? The rules. Everybody likes to always do the thing where they're like, I've suffered the most.
Right.
I'm a this fan. Trust me, I know what...
You don't know pain.
I know what sucking is. I know what pain is. I know, like, I've been through it. I've seen all of it. Like, sports fans are really in a competition against themselves to say what they've been through and what they've endured, right? Yes.
Here's, you want to know how I got these scars?
I also really hope that me saying I know what sucking is doesn't turn into a drop at some point down the line.
For a price.
Okay.
Maybe you promote my vlog some more.
And then there's these random, there's these random occurrences where the rules just don't apply anymore. And if you're lucky enough to catch it at one point in your life, if your team catches it at one point in your life, it is the best. It is the most freeing, nonsensical, beautiful thing you could ever imagine. And right now the Chiefs are in it. They're on the rainbow. They're like, whee! Nothing can hurt me. I am in the, and that's why I'm always so amazed by the Chiefs fans who are like, respect us. I have to be mad about something all the time. Like, are you kidding me? You have the best quarterback anyone has ever seen. He's not going anywhere anytime soon. And you won a Super Bowl with your perceived worst team in his time there. Like, have fun. This is good.
Yeah, and they also really want you to know that they were fans of the team before Patrick Mahomes
got there. Right. That's always an important thing to note as well. So if you're lucky enough to catch that beautiful, beautiful fairy dust at some point in your life.
Been a fan since Joe Montana.
This is a hard truth that we all have to maybe accept. The fairy dust for Nebraska football fans has come and gone.
What if it comes back?
It's not coming back, Josh. It's not coming back.
Did you see Dylon sling it?
I love that. I thought that was awesome.
What if we never lost again, Connor?
Many people say that all the time. But 60-3 happened, and it ain't coming back.
What if instead of taking L's, Nebraska started handing out L's?
They can win all they want, but they will never... Like, they will never win like they won for those 4 years.
What if they did?
By the way, I liked your retweet of this poll question that this guy ran.
Oh, yeah, Stats of War?
So the Stats of War. So he's not a Nebraska guy, is he?
No, he's the guy that puts out the charts every week, like expected points
per
game.
Yeah, he did a poll question just a second ago. We could actually talk about this coming back because I like the idea that it exists. Will Nebraska be good this fall? Yes or no?
People are starting to like that's the team where everybody's like, they could be 10-whatever or
so. They always have to
six.
Ask the qualifying question, like, what's good? What's good?
Yeah.
I like this. No context. Yes or no? No is winning so far in landslide.
Mm-hmm. That means the Husker Twitter has not found it yet.
Yeah, don't worry. It's coming. The Husker fans on poll questions, they got that fairy dust, and they ain't letting it go, baby.
That's the one thing we got.
They got that fairy dust. Poll question. Do they got that fairy dust?
Okay.
All right. We'll be back with more next on 1620.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.